Good morning. This morning we will cover question number 116 from the Heidelberg Catechism. Today we begin a new section on prayer, specifically the Lord's Prayer. About 50% of the Heidelberg Catechism is composed of commentary on the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. We have covered the Ten Commandments and the Apostles' Creed, and today we begin the Lord's Prayer. Question 116. Why do Christians need to pray? Answer. Because prayer is the most important part of thankfulness God requires of us, and also because God gives His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly, asking God for these gifts and thanking Him for them. Prayer is an important part of every Christian's daily life. As our question today states, prayer is a commandment to be thankful and also to request God's grace for our daily needs. I think Providence Church's time of prayer, starting with praises and then proceeding to prayer requests, is quite biblical in this regard. Does God always hear our prayers? And are they always answered? I grew up believing this and hearing people teach this, that God always answers our prayers. Now, technically, God being omniscient and omnipresent always hears our prayers. When Scripture says God does not hear our prayers, and I'll read a couple, it is metaphorically saying that sometimes He does not take them into account or answer them, or in effect He ignores our prayers at times. What are examples from Scripture when God does not answer our prayers? I have six examples. Number one, when we ignore the poor, God does not answer our prayers. Proverbs 21:13, quote, "One who shuts his ear to the outcry of the poor will call out himself and not be answered." Number two, we doubt that God can give us wisdom. James 1:5-7, quote, "But if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the person ought not to expect that he will hear and receive anything from God." Number three, when we are unjustly violent, Isaiah 1:15, quote, "So when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you offer prayers, I will not be listening. Your hands are covered with blood." Number four, we are insensitive to our spouses. 1 Peter 3:7, quote, "Live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir in the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered." Number five, we have selfish motives. This is kind of a critique on the modern name it, claim it, or the prosperity gospel, if you will. James 4:3 says, quote, "You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend what you request on your own pleasures. And number six, when does God not answer our prayers? We love our sin too much. Psalm 66:18, quote, "If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Our actions must be consistent with our prayers. If they are not, Scripture teaches us very clearly, God will not answer these prayers.